great customer service and support process. Students, in this you will be learning understanding the customer expectation, parking management, baggage and token counter, customer entry and exit, trolleys and basket, faster checkout, free gift counting, free gift counter, gift wrapping. These are the points which are the touch points for the customers, wherein when they enter, they right from the parking where they take, when they come with their car, that's the parking management, how the store is helping or the mall is helping them in helping the customer in parking his or her car. When a customer comes at the store, there's a baggage counter, token counter where he or she can deposit their excess bags, which will help them in customer convenience. Customer entry and exit, where they, when there is a guard in the entrance, he or she is greeted, the presence is felt. There's a warmth in that when a guard smiles, greets customer, it's like you are welcoming your guest at your house. So that is the customer entry point. Exit point is when a customer is leaving, the guard says thank you for shopping with us, or thanks, visit again. So different organizations use different terminologies and verbiage and sentences at exit. So that is customer entry and exit. Trolleys and baskets, so it's again a point of customer convenience. Customer who's entered a hypermarket to buy 10 kgs wheat gunny bag, so probably he or she would need a trolley, or probably they would need a very small item, toothpaste, shilling green, they would need a basket. So that is again one of the customer conveniences touch point. Faster checkout. So that's normally a psychology of customers, that they will spend 2 hours, 3 hours for shopping. But when it comes to checkout or when it comes to the billing, checkouts are normally at the billing counter where the customer submits the product, pays the requisite amount. So that's called checkout. So that is the time they want a faster checkout. They want probably the billing should happen within the next 5 to 10 minutes. But different organizations have different parameters. So every customer expectation is of faster checkout. Fake gift counter. So in case there is a free gift being offered along with the parent product, there should be a free gift counter which is issuing free gift. Gift wrapping. So in case customer wants to give a gift to a friend or a relative, so there should be a gift wrapping counter where the gift bought is wrapped properly, appropriately, and that's a service. Again, it comes under the service, purview of service. So that gift wrapping counter has to be available. So these are basically a few pointers where customer gets interaction with different store teams, be it parking management or baggage counter, customer entry exit are related with security guards, trolleys and basket is related with the maintenance and admin person of the store. Faster checkout includes head cashier, cashiers, free gift counter and gift wrapping includes customer service desk people. So these are basically customer touch points where there's a human intervention which happens and which provides a good customer shopping experience. Some more touch points are home delivery, garment alteration, return process, customer feedback, complaints handling, service checklist. So home delivery, in case of apparels, nowadays a lot of people provide home delivery. So when the garments are altered, it's delivered to the gold card or the platinum or the diamond card customers. There's a different criteria in that. So there is a silver card, there is gold card, there is basic classic card customers. So that comes, that is for a current section. For food, again home delivery is, if somebody has shop for 2,000-2,500, there are different criteria. So the product gets home delivered. So again, there is the touch point is the delivery guy, the home delivery section comes under customer service desk, or there is a separate department. Garment alteration, as I have already communicated earlier, so garments are altered and they are getting delivered. So in garment alteration, there is a separate alteration desk which comes under customer service desk or some other department. There might be a separate alteration department. There are masters, there are tailors available who help in alteration. So that is one more customer touch point. Returns process, so in case customer doesn't want to buy something, or the size is not appropriate, or he doesn't like the product, so he wants to return them. So there is a customer service desk which helps into returning the process. Customer feedback are being collected at CSD, customer service desk. So in case in case the washrooms are not clear or the ambience was not right, some staff has not helped, or in case some particular product was not available. So customer gives a written complaint, there is a complaint, customer complaint book, and there is a complaint handling, there is an entire process as per the standard operating procedure of the store. So that comes under customer feedback and customer handling. And service checklist. So there is a service checklist which is available, which needs the store needs to follow. So not much there, because everything is covered under different other parameters. Understanding the customer expectation, the retail store growth and survival is highly competitive market depends on how well it understands its customers and responds to the current and potential needs. So as I've been coming, as I've been telling time and again, customer comes, they enter a store or they enter a mall for an experience. Or customer delight is now a past, you know. So lot of people come for experience, and the survival of the particular store depends on the experience provided to the customer. So in case the staff, in case the customer is not helped during parking, the parking is not issued, he gets difficulty in finding the parking where he can park his car, or probably when he enters, nobody greets, the guard doesn't greet, the staff doesn't smile, the smart, he is not greeted. So no, he is not welcomed, or where he thinks the customer thinks that he is not needed, you know. And in case there is offer or not reflecting, he doesn't get free gift, it leaves a bad experience and probably he would not come back to the store. So in case in this competitive world, all these parameters are utmost important, so that a repeat customer comes in, they give good experience, the customer comes back repeatedly, he spreads positive publicity, he shops, plus another 10 of his friend comes, which results into more sales and more profits and more margins to the company. So in this competitive world, all these parameters needs to be followed religiously. If it is not done, it will not, the store or the organization will not get repeat customers. So we basically, the store, every store staff needs to understand the customer expectations. Previously, shopping was mere functional with customers buying only essentials, but now it's more of social activity. So a mall, particularly mall, now caters to everyone's requirement. So in case there is a kid from between the age of 2 to 10 years, there is a gaming zone available. Probably a lady who wants to pamper herself, there is a spa, there are salons available. There are electronic showrooms for the gents or males as per their requirement. So previously shopping was more functional with customer, because they were only coming and fulfilling their needs, only they were coming and buying the essentials. Now it's become a social activity. Probably a group of college friends can do a get together, or probably an alumni of the store, college, they can meet, they can have a function, they can have a food, they can go for an experience, they can do a free trip. So it's not even a social activity, nowadays more of relatives you can meet, you can catch up with friends. So the mall or the shopping destination has everything, has to offer everything for everyone. So there are movie theaters, there are cinema halls, there are food games, there are food courts, there are games for the kids. So the mall is offering, the modern retail is offering a lot of options to this customer nowadays. And if this customer places, if they don't provide a superior customer experience, chances are they will lose a customer, plus they will lose another 10 customers by way of word of mouth, or negative word of mouth activity, which will result into less footfalls. Customer is ready to splurge on luxury goods and spend more across retail formats launched by companies. So on an advent of nuclear families, husband wife both earning, the GDP is rising, consumption has increased, lot of people, the salaries are increased now, there are good amount of salaries being paid. So customers ready to splurge on luxury products and goods, and they now want to indulge into different products launched by luxury products. They want to experience those luxury products launched by the companies. Now customer has moved from a basic non-branded product to a branded product, and from branded product to luxurious product. So all these facilities, experience are not provided to the customer, he or she will not come back. So now customer is ready to splurge on this product, and we have to give a positive experience, otherwise the customer is lost and you cannot get him back. Customer not only looking for value for money, but expects to be treated like king or queen when inside this store. So when a customer walks in, he doesn't want value for money, he needs to be treated like a king or queen. So when you have a customer, probably the customer needs to be it's treated like a tree. All his queries has to be resolved, all his question has to be resolved in a faster mode. He should be provided with an extra FAB, which is feature advantages and benefits. If he has got some offer has to be communicated to him. If he's a regular shopper, if he's a regular at store, probably drinking water has to be provided or tea coffee has to be asked. So all these parameters, pointers are there where he needs to be treated as king, as a customer, and ensure that he comes back time and again to that specific store. Is there any discount or invitation? The customer has choice to simply dump the retailer and switch to competitors. So, which I said earlier, that in case the customer is not treated well, there is nobody to greet, nobody smiles, nobody says any, doesn't have a discussion or an, doesn't have a talk interaction with the customer, the customer might feel he is not needed there, and he will definitely, he will go to a competitor, he will dump the first store, and he will go to a store where there is a warmth. There are people waiting to, you know, there are people waiting to smile, greet, wish him, they want him, they want the customer to be there. So it would have taken fraction of second or a fraction of time for customer to dump over first retailer and move to the other one. Due to high cost of customer acquisition, retailers have strategy to retain customers' goodwill and loyalty. So as communicated during my session with marketing, acquisition of customers is very expensive. So in case if some retailer is spending 3 lakhs to 6 lakhs rupees on a hoarding or a billboard or paying some X amount on radio jingles to attract that customer, to get that customer in store, that cost is very high. So that's the reason most of the retailers have this customer retention policy. They have a loyalty program and they have a goodwill feature available with them, so that the customers once acquired stay with them as a loyal customer and doesn't go anywhere. It is a strategy to delight customers in every visit, not only with variety of products and attractive promotion, but every aspect of shopping experience. Every process of store and at every touch point and the moment of truth, right from store entry to the exit of customers from the premises. So as said earlier, all the touch points, wherever there is a human intervention required, the retailers are striving to delight customer. So at the entrance, when the customer comes in a car, there's a person who's helping them to do a car parking. So he guides where to park. Probably there is a chauffeur or there's a valet person available. So there's one touch point, the customer can just drop the keys to the valet. He or she gets the token. The car is being taken care of. So that is the first customer delight. Customer doesn't have to search parking, or probably the parking is available in one corner, the mall entrance is on another corner. So the valet person takes the key, gives the token, the car is parked, the car is taken care of, well taken care of. And the customer, now it saves time for the customer, so he or she can go for the shopping. So that is the first customer delight, that's the first point. So moment he enters, there's a guard wishing, greeting, smiling, and he saying with a verbal, with a smile, he's welcoming, that he says, yes, you are needed over here, you are welcome. So that creates a positive environment, somebody wishing you, greeting you. Once you enter the store, there are promotion going on, there are announcement happening. So there is an excitement, there is a contest going. So every 100 customer or every 50th customer gets some freebies. So there is some excitement happening at the store. So this is one of the touch points. So he gets some price over there, then he goes for a product which is on offer. So he or she buys that product, that offer reflects at the cashier. Again at the cash counter, the cashier greets, smiles, explains about the loyalty program, whether he asks whether he or she is a member. If he or she is a member, take the membership card number at those points. So these are the points again which will, this will lead to customer satisfaction and not to a delight. Giving customer money with both the hands, it's like a respect, you know, giving money, giving the invoice bill. So it's a service standard provided, it's a service standard to be followed by the cashiers, to be given to the customer. Again, the customer is thanked for his or purchase. The cashier says, please do visit again. And once the customer leaves with his or her trolley, there is an housekeeping guy, person probably assigned by the store to take the trolley to the car park. So that is one of the customer touch points. Again, while exiting, the guard punches, say thanks or say visit again at the exit. So that is one of the touch points. So once the customer goes back to the parking area, there is an hospital, you are pushing the trolley in case of a hypermarket purchase. So these are again experiences and customer delight satisfaction pointers. So again he goes to the exit where there is a valet person and he hands over the token and he gets the car right where he was standing. So he doesn't have to walk down to his car and then walk down to the trolley. So these are the customer services and processes, and these are the moment of truth right from the store entry to the exit and the premises, the store premises. Favorable shopping experience leads to positive propensity towards consumer loyalty. Unfavorable shopping experience leads to disloyalty. So when whatever pointers I have said, there could be additions, there could be some organization would be adding 10 more points, some organization would be following 15 points, 20 points. So favorable shopping experience will lead to loyalty. In case any of these departments have faltered, it would lead to disloyalty and customer will not go. So nowadays there are retailers who have created lounge for customers. Probably there are retailers who have created special billing counters for persons who are physically challenged. There are customers who want specific product which was not available, so they are made to sit in a lounge where they have been offered tea, coffee, and they are made relaxed, they are made comfortable. So their wait is when they are made to wait. Tea, coffee is offered, they are treated as customer, they are guest, and this all the experiences are provided so that customer stays with them, loyal to them, and they don't go to a competitor. Shopping mall has own parking process and manpower. For standalone store, retail has own process and manpower to ensure proper and convenient parking for all the customers. Some of the malls are offering parking, some retailers adjust the parking fee against shopping done by the customer. So shopping mall has its own parking process and manpower. As I said, there are free parking or there is a parking process. There are guards available. So when a customer walks in, customer drives in with a car, so he has to follow the parking process. For standalone retailers, store has its own process. So in case of standalone store, which it's in own property, they will ensure that parking is outsourced to an auxiliary agency, security agency, and the convenience of customers taken care of. Some of the malls offer free parking, some of retailers adjust parking against the shopping done by customer. So some malls do not take any charge, it's free parking. Customer comes, they shop, they park their car, they go. Some charges, there are malls who charges from 30, 40, 50 rupees. Different mall has different parking fees. So certain retailers adjust parking fee against the shopping done by the customer. So there are retailers. So when you park, you get a parking coupon ticket, parking coupon or a ticket, and which is adjusted. So when you shop for an 500 or 1000 rupees or 2000 rupees, that 550 or 130 to 50 rupees odd is deducted from their bill, or cash is refunded to the customer. So that is one of the customer satisfaction or customer delight pointers. So that is one of the points. Some retailers nowadays, since it's a loyalty program is there on the card and it's based on the mobile number. So certain organizations provide that parking fee amount, be it 30 rupees, 40 or 50 rupees, as a points to the customer in their card. So basically different retailers follow different rules, and if they try to woo customers with different loyalty programs and customer service processes. The guard at the entry to acknowledge and issue parking slip and direct the car to vacant parking space. So as the car enters, the guard at the entry acknowledges the customer's wishes and greets him and gives a parking ticket. Plus there is a person, he directs them where there is a vacant space available. Nowadays there are automated machines which print out the parking slips which when button is pressed. So automated machines are called boom barriers. So the moment the car comes into in, the person, the driver, punches one button, the automated ticket comes out, the boom barrier, the barrier comes up, and the customer can go and park his or her car. Below process has been adhered to by the security guard. In the parking area, another guard ensures that the cars are parked in proper manner to avoid congestion for a convenient entry and exit. So there is a guard available at the parking lot which ensures that the person who is driving the car parks his or her car in a way so that it doesn't become inconvenient to other customers or any other person, any other customer can do an entry exit smoothly. This guard informs customer to take their valuables with them. He also periodically checks the lock of the vehicle. So when the customer is parking his or her car, the guard informs them to remove anything which is valuable, mobiles, jewelry, cash, etc. So to carry along with them, it should not be kept in the car. And he also periodically, sometimes randomly checks the lock of the vehicle to ensure there is no damage or something, there is no theft or there are no doors which are kept open and it, you know, inculcates and it indulges into a damage or a loss for the customer. If any suspicious activity is observed in parking area, it's immediately brought to the notice of security supervisor. So, in case the customer, if the guard thinks that there is any suspicious activity happening in parking area, he observes that and he informs the security supervisor, so that the right action can be taken. Trolleys has left behind by customer in parking area need to be immediately removed. So, in case of hypermarkets, customer they carry the trolley around with them in the parking lot. And once they transfer the products from the trolley to the car, in their car, the trolleys are left behind. So housekeeping agencies involved and they ensure that these trolleys are taken care of immediately once the contents are free and it's again taken back to the store for other customers' convenience. At store entrance, security guard guides the customer with belonging to submit the same at the baggage and token counter, which is manned either by store manpower or by security guard. So moment a customer enters the store, there is a guard who guides customer to submit their baggage at the token counter, which is manned by another security guard or by a store person, and he or she ensures that the baggage is kept and the token is issued again, which will help customer to shop comfortably when there are no bags around with him. Following process are followed at the baggage token counter. Guard at the counter greets the customer. So again, this is one more touch point. The guard wishes greets the customer. He ensures that the customer is needed over there and customer is most welcome in the store. Then quality checks for the bag content so that valuables are removed and customer deposits the bag with other contents. So in case of jewelry, watches and jewelry, mobile phone, all valuable things, the guard checks it. And if there are valuable things, it's handed over to the customer and other products are deposited in the bag and the token is issued. For items which customer takes along inside the store, like ladies' handbag, infant bags, cameras, laptop, money bags, the security driver neck lock is put on the zip to lock the same temporarily. So chances are there is a lady who's traveling with who has an infant along with her, and there are baby products which needed. So all these products are allowed, and cameras, laptops. So all these bags are sealed. A temporary seal has been put on the lady's bag and these other bags, so that customer where they are inside, they cannot use it, but they can get it open during the cash till or when they do the checkouts. This bag is open later on. So this thing is basically done so that some persons who are involved in shoplifting. This is to curb shoplifting. So customer can carry their bags, but they cannot do a pilfering or they cannot do some theft. They cannot keep a product without being put in their bag and go on. So this seal is basically an audit point or wherever it's to safeguard the store stocks and merchandise. So certain items like handbags, infant bags are allowed. Cameras, laptop bag, money bags are allowed with security tag. Following processes are followed at the baggage and token counter for water bottle sticker is pasted to differentiate from store merchandise. So basic example, if a customer is carrying a bottled water of X brand and that same brand is being sold by the retailer, so a sticker with the security stamp and a date is pasted to differentiate whether it's paid for it or whether the customer has bought his own product or whether it's the store product available for selling. A number token is issued to the customer, duplicate token is tied at the bag. So normally at the baggage counter there are two tokens available which are in pairs. So one token is issued to the customer, the other one is tied to the bag. On store exit, the guard accepts the token and returns the customer bag. So once the customer has shopped it off and he or she is finished, he or her shopping, he hands over the token to the person at the baggage counter. The baggage counter person, the guard takes accepts the token and issues his or her bag, customer bag. For misplaced tokens, without offending the guard, politely request the customer to disguise some of the contents of the bag to authenticate and accordingly return the same. So there are chances a customer might lose a token and now he or she remembers the token number. That's one of the examples. So when they say, okay, I lost my token number 15. So the guard, without offending customer, will ask what were the contents of the bag. So in case the customer disguised properly, the guard will hand over the bag to the customer. So in case if there are customer not able to provide the right contents, then the guard has to inform the security supervisor or inform the store manager, and then an escalation matrix happens, which then the store manager decides what to be done. Guard needs to maintain distance and ensure that he hands or do not touch or brush with the customer's hand, especially with female customers. So the guard at the baggage counter need to maintain decency. So while accepting a bag from a lady customer, he has to ensure that he cannot rub or brush his hand or touch the lady customer. So proper care has to be taken, especially with ladies customers. If the belongings are forgotten left behind, the same are registered in the option from register and handed over to the store head or head cashier. So if a customer has kept his or her bag and taken a token, now while exiting, customers forgotten, he has taken the token along with him or her, and he or she has forgotten to collect the baggage. Now at the day end, at the store closing, the security guard checks for the baggage counter, and whatever belongings are there, that's the lost and found register maintained. So every day the guard will take a round, and he will check if there is any baggage left in the baggage counter. So if there is a baggage left, the entry is made on that same particular day in that register, lost and found register. And if the valuables are, if there is a valuable product in that or anything which has to be stored in a lock and key, it is pre-handed over to the store manager, store head or to the head cashier. The guard at the entry customer greets and welcomes the customer and also helps with for your basket. So quite easy to understand. I already explained that when a customer enters, the guard offers trolley, smiles, he greets, and he offers a trolley or basket for the convenience. He records the footfall on the counting machine. So there is a counter machine given where the guard at the entrance clicks on it. So there are two different counters. Normally different machines follow different rules. So some retailers count ladies separate, so there's a two counters. So if a lady enters, he will click on the counter which is there for the ladies, for the lady female customer. Probably he will count male on a different counter. And some retailers follow common, so they will just count. So he maintains once the count is done, there is a footfall counting register. Nowadays there are footfall counting machines as well. So when a customer walks in, there's a machine which counts the entry. So that's the technological part. In case of manual counting, the guard counts and every hour the footfalls are been recorded in the register. The guard also ensures that the most of users is entrance for entry or exit. So most of the retailers have a separate entry exit for the staff, and if this entry exit is available for the staff, then the guard ensures that the customer entry and exit is not being used. It is only used by customers.